Hello?
Hello, is this Bill speaking?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Bill, this is Sheldon here. We talked last week. How are you?
I am fine, Sheldon Benjamin. Right. So, I just want to get the process going. So, you probably want to get my file of the book.
Yes.
Okay, so let me get your email and then make sure that it will go through. I have it in two different forms or three forms. So, Sheldon, what's your email?
Actually, you can just use Sheldon-Benjamin@gnomebook.com.
Wait, Sheldon, there's a hyphen in there in the email?
Sheldon-Benjamin.
B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else? Sheldon Benjamin.
Homebookwriting.com. Yeah. There's nothing else.
At home.
Book. G-N-O-M-E. Bookwriting.com.
I didn't get that. All right. At Gnome. G-N-O-M-E. Bookwriting.
Yeah.
And S.com.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just get the files ready.
Okay.
I'm going to attempt the first one. I just want to get this over with because I have a few errands to run today. I figured we'd get started at 9 o'clock, but we didn't. Okay, let me get this minimized. Let me go into my email now so I can email it out. Email. I'm going to change the account. Okay. Do you have a good weekend?
It was fun. It was a long weekend, plus 4th of July, so, you know, it was fun.
Yeah, we had a great time. It was really nice. Okay, let me get this out. S-H-E-L-D-O-N hyphen Benjamin at R. It's in my system already.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put down Bill Farron. Okay. Let me get the first email. I got to make an attachment for my computer. Okay. Okay.
By the way, we didn't have, to talk generally, or is this not a good
I time? Have a little time, yeah.
Because I wanted
to let me see if I can get it. I have trouble with my Dropbox.
No problem.
It doesn't like me. I don't know. I have the file in there.
Uh-huh.
When I put it up to go into it, it just doesn't want to do it. So let me send you another file.
Mm.
All right.
Time. I'm here.
Yeah, so I have time to talk. Let me just do the images, finish.
Tell me about your book. How did you end up writing this? What was your inspiration?
Did you go to my website?
I did look up your website, but for some reason it's not working for me. So
just go BillFarron.com. If not, I'll give you another way to get into it.
Well, let me
all right.
Again, actually, that's BillFarron.com, right?
Right. Now, let me see if I can go in the back way on this.
Let me hit this. Can't be reached. What's going on?
Okay. All right.
Weird.
Probably be easier for me to start from the beginning on this anyway.
Yeah, I'm not able to access the website, Bill. I'm trying, but I don't know what's going on.
It's one word.
Yeah, Bill Farren, right? B-I-L-L-F-A-R-R-E-N, correct?
A-N.
Oh. Writing E.
It's all right. You're not the first one to make that mistake.
Let's see. BillFarren.com. Now I think we have something going. It's trying to load.
Yeah, honey. I'm on with Gnome, the book publisher.
Oh, now I have it.
It's in the little vase.
The artwork of Bill Farren. I have it.
Okay.
So I see a lot of artwork starting from Poland.
Yeah, it's in order now. It's in order. So there was a country called the Kingdom of Poland. Well, I'll tell you how I got into it. Let me just get you the first email. I think I just did it right. Let me see where to go, though. That's what I hate. You know, you got the file, you don't know where it went. Well, let me see if it's in here now. Dropbox.
So, by the way, I have a question. How did your name end up being like from William to Bill?
I am Arthur William Farren. That's my birth name. And I found out my name was Arthur, I would think, a week before I entered elementary school. I was always called Bill or Billy. That's how the Bill came in. So Bill was what I always went by, and I finally had this vision of my tombstone, and there it said, on the tombstone it said Arthur, and I didn't know who Arthur was, so I decided then to change my name legally, which I did. And, you know, that's a great deal of work, and I did it, so my name has been changed legally.
I see. It's interesting.
Let me do it one more time. And the last name, the family name is actually Farkowitz.
Farkowitz.
And
okay.
And that translates into son of Farkas. And Farkas in Hungarian means wolf. And they took the name of Wolf because the wolf in the Bible is associated with Benjamin. And so the name is really Benjamin, so it would be Benjamin.
Hey,
so we do have something in common.
Yeah, technically, we have the same last name.
Technically, yeah.
Nice.
All right. Let me export it again. I'm going to do it one more time. Export. I'm going to create a PFT. And now I got to find this. Where's it going? That's my problem. I'm throwing it onto
What's
the desktop.
On?
And I'm going to publish it now. Yes. All right. So this is getting published now on the desktop. And it will be sent to you as a PDF.
Okay, perfect. By the way,
and
then
I will try to
make your life a bit easier, aside from using, you know, Dropbox to send me stuff. Can you access your email right now?
Can I do what?
Access your email, the Yahoo one that you gave us.
Yeah.
Okay.
But first, let me just email you the PDF, because I've done that. So it should be easy for you to email. The PDF, I don't think, is a very large file, where the PowerPoint is, of course, a pretty big file. So let me go back to here, Bill Farron. I've got you on there. I'm going to do an attachment on this computer. And I'm going to go on to my beloved desktop where I throw everything. Okay, so desktop.
By the way, you were telling me about how you ended up making all of these pictures.
Yeah, I'll give you that in 1 second. Pages, 40 pages, PNG, open. Let's hope this is not too big of a file to send.
If it's too big, I'll tell you how to send it, no problem.
Okay, I'm having trouble getting it to open up even. I hate this desktop. All right, what is this? This is a... All right, here we go. Okay, I just sent it.
Okay.
And that's a PDF of the book.
Okay, I'm waiting on it. Let's see if I receive
Okay.
it. Can I ask the spelling that you use for Sheldon?
Good idea. I probably did it wrong, but so my spelling, by the way, is it sucks, in other words. Let me see exactly what I did. Because it could be wrong.
Because some, like most of the time, since people confuse it with Shelton, they write S-H-E-L-T-O-N, but it's not that.
No. I did it S-H-E-L-D-O-N.
Yeah, then it's hyphen B-N-J-A-M-I-N, right?
All right. Well, the... let me see if it went hyphen or not. Okay, so let me do it again. Compose.
So let me do you one better, Bill. Okay, I got it. Got it. I have it.
Okay.
That's...
So let me go on to my file of the book, and we can very quickly go through it, okay?
Perfect.
How'd I do it history-wise? I made a New Year's card because the synagogue of Govorovitz, they used that as a the cupola. That's the roof, the ceiling, was done in the Museum of Polish Jewry in Warsaw. So that made the news letters because they reproduced it three-quarter size. So I made a New Year's card. I always made Jewish New Year cards. Once a year, I sat down and I made a line of cut. I learned how to do it in the eighth grade in printing shop, and one day my first wife said, you need a present for your mother, do something. So I quickly made a copy of Van Gogh's Roulin, the postman. I made a woodcut of it. It looked like a rabbi. It was fine. I printed and sent it out to my mother. She loved it, blah, blah, blah. Then I made New Year's cards. Every year, a Jewish New Year card. I made a Lionel Cup. I made my children's birth announcements in Lionel Cuts. I made their thank you cards in Lionel Cuts. So that was it. And then with Govorovitz, I decided I'm making a card, and I made it to music. It was a video New Year's card.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, I had portraits I'd done of my, I have a very famous, not famous, but a klezmer band I follow. I have a portrait of the leader of the group. Is he plays the violin, the accordion player, his bass player, his drummer, blah, blah, blah. So I said, now I'll do another New Year's card next year. Maybe I'll do a couple more. And I like to do series in my artwork. So before long, I had maybe 20 synagogues done, knowing nothing about the synagogues themselves, just the pictures. Librarian said, I want you to bring, you know, she had visited. She was down the block, the library, from the where I had the art show. She said, I like this. Bring it into the library. I said, good. And she said, make a PowerPoint. That was right before Sandy. So I had no idea what a PowerPoint was. I learned PowerPoint. I'm pretty good at it now. And I did a PowerPoint. And I started speaking. And now, and I, when I did the PowerPoint, I had to say something about each synagogue, about the town, about the people. And I began researching. And through the research, I learned more and more about the history of the Jews in Eastern Europe, from about 900 to about the end of World War II or so. And so I became somewhat of a historian. That was my major, but I was not a historian when I graduated. Now I feel like one, although all my research is secondary because I can't read the original languages. And one thing led to another. One painting led to another. And before you knew it, I was speaking. I had art shows. I had single one-man art shows. I got into other art shows, and I was speaking, and I've spoken maybe, I guess, 50 times already. And even now, this year, I have 3 speaking jobs coming up. So I'm having a great time. I'm pretty well known. You know, if you want to look up any of these towns that you see, in any of these towns, my artwork comes up. My son-in-law did a great job on the website. And it just comes up, and like I'm doing very nicely. I sell a couple a year. It's not big time, but I'm having a good time. I wrote a book a few years ago. That's the one that's on sale on Amazon.com for $800. That was my first book. Mm-hmm. I redid it 3 times, and then this year there's a company called Printerpix, PRINTERPIX. And I think they're trying to jump into the American market. They're a European company, very much patterned after Shutterfly. And they had some bargain prices. I mean, I got it on Groupon. 40-page book, you know, just for like $5, and then I paid shipping. So maybe the whole thing came out to, it was under $20 for a book.
Mm-hmm.
40 pages. So what a deal. So I did a couple of my travel logs, you know, for my trips.
Yeah.
And then I said, let me redo my book, 40 pages. In between all of this happening, I'm scheduled, when things calm down, to do an art show in Poland. My friend, who's, he's very well known in Jewish circles. He's not Jewish, though. But he's opening up a museum to the Jews of Bialystok. He got the keys to a synagogue. And I am the first one that he wants. He wants to open up the museum with my artwork.
That's
and it's a great honor, and I'm thrilled. And he wants. He said, "Let's do a book. We'll publish a 40-page, you know, a book." He didn't say how big. So at the same time, I'm playing with Printerpix because I might as well redo my book for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So now this book can be something that can be sold in Europe also. And he's going to bring the artwork around Poland, at least, you know, maybe other places. And who knows what will happen. I've had some very nice, if you go on, not even that, I've had very nice successes in the Yiddish theater. Myself has been in backgrounds for 2 Yiddish theater productions. I've had my artwork shown in a production in San Diego. in their repertory theater. It's been wonderful. That's all I can tell you. I've had some really nice things happening through the artwork, through the website, and it's been, you know, for I'm 80 years old now, and I started this maybe 15 years ago.
Wow.
And it's just been, it's been a blast. I've had a lot of really nice things happening to me because of this website and because of my work. So that's more or less my story.
You're having the blast that KFC's owner had, but with art.
Mm. Well, you know, it's given me a new life. It's a life of retirement. You know, you retire.
Yeah.
I did. I retired, and I became a snowboarder in Florida, and I didn't know what the hell to do with myself. I don't play golf. Now I do, badly. I never played cards. I had a bad gambling experience as a 12-year-old, and after that I never played cards again for money. So I don't play cards. I don't play poker. So down in Florida, I learned how to golf. I learned how to play canasta. And then I did a lot of artwork when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, like, you know, a man in his 20s, I did a lot of artwork. And then when I had my kids, I basically stopped the artwork. You know, things happen. And so I went back to it. I had a wonderful teacher, got me back on track. I started doing my Lionel class again. I fell into this. I'm a good painter. But there's a lot of painters who are better than I am. The Lionel cuts, I'm the only one doing it, so I'm the best. There aren't too many people doing this, and I have a style. You can see everything looks alike. They're all different. But that's it. So in my 40-page book, I started, the cover. This is the cover I've used through all my little books.
Which, the cover that is The Lost Treasures?
Yes, that's the cover I use. Now, you guys have people work on covers. They can see my stuff. Maybe they can come up with a better cover. That's why I'm hiring you, so make it better, more professional, blah, blah, blah. But this is the cover that I have been using. This scene here is made all from mostly from my travels. I went around, took pictures of these wooden buildings in Belarus mostly, but in Poland and in Lithuania. The pictures to the left, one is a very old German photograph taken during World War I, and the synagogue in the middle is actually still standing. It's still there today. That one survived the war. So most of this, you know, it's my own stuff. And I named it Clouds Over the Shtetl. Somebody said, no, it's Lost Souls Over the Shtetl. So that's what I named it. So that's my cover.
I see.
And in the book, I start off with a little bit about wooden synagogues. Mind you, I got a 40-page book, so I'm being very, very small on what I'm doing. You know, just a few words. And then, again, a 40-page book, I have a 1,000-year history on one page.
Yeah.
And I overimposed it last night over a shtetl scene. I'm not sure that works. So I can just as well take that away and, you know. And then what I've done is I rest of the shtetls on page 4 now. Jabotny, very famous synagogue. After the Nazis came in, they did nothing. The local people had a pogrom and killed all the Jews, burnt them in a barn. And then I have a little bit that I say about each synagogue, interesting things, facts, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I put some on a full page, like Ozer or Gomben, which is a synagogue with a lot of information because they have a great Gomben society that's published and has translated all of the books.
I have a question, Bill, if I may.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
the... There's a slight inconsistency in the words, like not the words themselves, but the format of the words and the placement of the pictures. Do you want us to change that, right? Or are you...
Well, whatever's better. I mean, the inconsistency I use for the title, I'm using one font, I think it's Bondini, MT, and the rest of it I'm using was the Cabrini, I think. It's the fourth on my computer.
Yeah, Calibri.
Yeah, and I try to keep that on, and the placement I'm doing, you know, it can be probably, things can be placed better. And then what I've done, we try to make the book so that, let's say it when, if page 5 and 6 are together, right? Then the writing from Gombin is on the right-hand side, and the writing for the next one, which is Cornick, is on the left-hand side. So when you open the book up, the writing is, you know, on the, you know, in the middle of the book on both of them.
Right.
And that's the way we try to do it all the way around.
I see.
That's what we try. So even the next page, page 7, that's a nice colorful one. That's Naislick. That one, by the way, they tore down. It was never destroyed by the Nazis. And that, the next page, Polianic and Pesky, again, the writing would be together in the middle. And then the next page, the writing's in the middle also, the next two one. Now, next one, this one, Jano Soliski, that now is not a linocut. That's a brush painting. I take Japanese and Chinese brush painting, and that one's a brush painting.
Okay.
And then Lipsko, that is, again, that's not. Now it's a lino cut again, and things can be formatted, I'm sure, better. You know, I'm trying to get my picture as big as possible. It might be better to make it a little bit smaller and have the words fitting better. I mean, that's, you know, I don't mind people changing that. And that's what we try to do all along. That's the formatting. And I just added two more. I don't know if that will foul everything up. If you go to page 17, I originally had interior pictures of the synagogues, but my guy in Poland said that you might have copyright problems, so I took those out, and I just did these two. One is the ark on the left hand side, and then is the this is called the bema. The ark holds the tablets, and it's always on the eastern wall of the synagogue facing Jerusalem, more or less. And the bema could be anywhere, but in a Polish wooden synagogue, the bema is dead center. Then we go with the Belarus, and again, you can see Kiryograd, that's page 19. I have two different versions of it, two different views of the synagogue, and one's a lino cut on the left-hand side, and the right-hand side is a brush painting.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get both those in, and it keeps on going, and then where's the new ones that I added? I know I added some new ones. Hopefully they're here. Yeah, page 31. Those two I just added, and they're both brush paintings, and I added them last night to the book.
You're talking about I'm bad with these kind of pronunciation. The one that says Yiddish, right?
Well, the easiest way to pronounce most of these synagogues, believe it or not, the towns. Every town had a Polish name, a Russian name, blah, 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 Polish name. But the easiest way is to read the Yiddish. So Zolshav is probably the easiest way to pronounce it. A lot of times the Yiddish is easier. Like Dubrovna is Dubrovna. It's the Yiddish pronunciation is easier sometimes. I have the Polish pronunciation in because if they use the book in Poland, I figure I'd have the Polish pronunciation in.
It's nice to have that. It's nice that you have that, yeah.
There are other pronunciations. I mean, there's... Well, I'm using all of the pronunciations from the country on hand. In fact, this one is perfect because the top one is the Ukrainian pronunciation of Soloshev, and the bottom one is Dubrana, is the Belarusian So that, and then I have the Yiddish and the Polish. So when it comes to the Polish ones, I already have the Yiddish. And when it comes to all the others, I have Yiddish and Polish.
Okay. By the way, Bill, can I pause you there for just 1 second? Because there's something I need you to do. Can you check your email, Bill?
Right now, okay.
Yeah.
I guess you sent me something.
Yeah, do you see something from Creative Design Agency?
I don't have anything. Let me just get to write the stuff, Bill Farron. Bill. Okay. Okay, yeah, we should have it now. I have two things that came in.
Yeah. Open the
Added by Sheldon Benjamin to collaborate on the Creative Design Age, and there's a welcome aboard.
Yeah, I want you to open the first one that you received. So in your list,
okay.
The second one.
It says you've been added.
Yeah.
Sheldon has added you to Creative Design. Get started.
Yeah.
Let me do that.
Click on Get Started. It'll guide you to an account creation page. Okay.
Okay. Bill Farron, and I try to explain that official, we can go with Bill Farron the whole time. You know, when Internal Revenue, I'm real name is William Farron, but
yeah,
it's okay.
Of course.
I'd like to receive news.
You'll be William Farron.
Bill Farron, I don't want to be William.
Oh, so in publishing, it'll be Bill Farron, correct?
Bill Farron, all the way. Is this
got
that?
It.
You have to know legally. It could be William Farron, you know.
Got it.
I wanted to rename myself Bill Farron. My wife said, no, it's not formal. Bill's not a real name.
Bill, you can always use this as a pen name.
But it's also my name. It's very confusing growing up with two different names. It's okay. I was always, Arthur, call me Bill, you know, throughout junior high, high school, college, work, you know, it was always a pain in the neck. That's what it is. So I always say, whatever you name your kid, call them that. All right, want me to do a password?
Yeah, basically,
make
your own account for the platform that we're going to be using.
Okay, so let me. All right. Okay, got it. Let me write it down. So,
by the way, Bill, where are you from? Like, where do you reside right now?
I'm in Long Beach, New York.
Long Beach, New York. Okay. That means you're on Eastern Time, around the East Coast.
East Coast, and I can see
downtown
from my window.
Yep.
So I'm only maybe... Once you get on the train, it's 50 minutes, and I'm in Penn Station.
Yep.
Okay. Finish up and sign up. Let me see. Okay. Teamwork created and blah, blah, blah. Save the password. Let me just check that is what I have.
Uh-huh.
Too many passwords. People go crazy after a while.
Yeah.
Okay, so general task, add task, nothing else is there. Okay.
So, yeah, top left, you see your name, right? You see William Farron.
William Farron, yeah.
Yeah. So below that, you see 8 different options. That's one like list, board, table, stuff like that. In one of those options, you should see messages, right?
List, there's no list, board, there's build your board. It says, all right, table, nothing there. Dashboard. Okay. So I have all these things. Yeah, what else is there? Everything's blank right now. Files.
Yeah.
Files, there should be one. You've got a file. Okay. Milestones, messages.
Yeah, click
welcome on board.
Yeah. And you got messages, you can go to welcome on board. Click on that.
I did.
Okay. So this is basically a hi, hello message from me. It tells you my extension, my office number, and my personal cell phone number as well, the one starting with 217, right?
Where's 217 now?
Did you open the message? Welcome on board.
I have it. I'm just saying, 207, is that a New York extension or?
No, that's from Illinois. Because I used to be there.
Okay. I know. No one ever changes their cell phones. I wonder why. You ever know? No one changes this. They keep the cell phone number the rest of their life. Okay.
Because it's just too much work to change a cell phone number. But
Yeah, I know. Okay, so I have that stuff down. Great.
Yeah. So aside from that, so below the message, you can see a blue add reply button, right?
Right.
You can click on that, and you can it'll open a text box. You can add any reply that you want. And
let me see where the text box. Oh, I see where it is.
Yeah, it's open.
Okay, I'll just say got your message.
Okay, so below the message, you should see it looks like who should be notified, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it contains a name called. Do you see Daniel McCain?
Right.
Daniel McCain is going to be our strategist on this project. Okay, so whenever a project starts, there are two people who are assigned to the project. One is me, your project manager, and the other is a strategist. They'll basically help you out in different case scenarios relative to your book. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, below that you see an attach file option. If you want to attach a file, you can click that button and you can...
Let me see where that is. Wait, is that all the way on the bottom? Add a file.
Yeah, attach a file, you can click on that and you can add files. Yeah, I think that you can add to like 100 or 150 megabytes of files. So
let me see if that would work. So if I say attach a file...
Mm-hmm.
Add files, select from existing files.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me see if I can do find it now on here. So our documents. Actually, I'm not on Dimes, on files. No, I have to go to my... I'm having trouble, actually. You see, there are no files in this... No, I'm not existing. No, this. I need a new file. Close
did you
that.
Click select from existing file? Because you have to click add files to add new files.
I know. I say add files. All right.
Okay.
So now, let me just see what I have. This is a big file. You're saying it's going to go? All right, so...
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's not doing it. Let me go back.
How big is it?
It's 28 megabytes.
Oh, it should go easily. I send like 100 plus.
Okay, but I don't. I'm trying to get it into here. So when I click on it, and now I open it,
mm-hmm.
It just says, "Oh, I see what it's doing." All right, all my slides are here. Except the slide one missed it, and I'm one or two changes. Yeah, okay. This is all right. All files open.
You can also drag and drop. By the way.
All right. I think this is a slightly older version. No, I can't drag and drop. I think I have to put all the files in here. Go down by hand, and this is. Like I said, 1 second, I have to shift and open. I don't know if it did all the files. So let me add this, and let me see what it's actually done.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just put one slide in, not all of them. I'm going to try it again. Attach a file. Okay. I have to go back. All right, let me go back and do it again. Welcome on board. Okay, so teamwork profile. No. I have to go back, I guess, to that original email.
What's going on?
So let me do that. I'm trying to get it to work. I only got one page, so I have to do each page separately or So energy creative, so get started. That's what we started with, right?
Yeah.
Teamwork. I have to log in, though. I didn't log in before. My password is there. Log in.
Mm-hmm.
Password. Wait, make sure the password is correct email. All right. Let me type it in. Let me put you on speaker. That would help. Okay. G and... Let's see if this will do it. Okay, I gotta type it in.
That's good.
Okay. So I don't want capitals on. Okay, we'll get it in a second. Okay, this should be it.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, doesn't want to go in.
You added the files, or is it not going in?
No, I have to get my password, and doesn't want to do it. So let me do it on the. I have a new keyboard, and I'm going between the old keyboard and the new one. So
it's transition phase, yeah.
Oh, it's very hard operating. I need my password to get in. Okay. The wind is picking up out here. Okay. All right, the password I just put in is not taking it.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. And I know I wrote it down when I... It's my usual. I'll do it one more time. Okay.
Are you logging in, or are you recreating the account? Maybe that's...
No, I have to log in. I'm logging in right now, but I think
mm-hmm.
I may have to recreate it because, you know, there's no... You don't have a thing where I can check what I put in, so I could have made a mistake. All right, so I have to... I got to start all over again with this, so...
You're going to have to reset your password, yeah.
Yeah, Karen came in.
Let me see if I can help you.
Well, my email up here. That's what's great. The email's not here. So let me go to the email. There's Bill Farron.
Profile. Details.
Okay, Bill Farron at yahoo.com. Okay. Recover password. Please check your email box to follow the instruction. I got it on my email box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not one thing is another, right? Okay. Okay. Okay, reset your password. Okay. Okay.
Don't don't have this car on fire. So please confirm me the details. Yes.
Okay. That's right, updated. Continue.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Okay.
I really apologize for all the hassle.
All right. Now, I'm up my work and tasks, my projects. I don't know what I go to now. Dashboard events.
You go to messages.
Messages. All right. I don't see that on top. Projects, planning, calendar, try new teamwork.
Projects. You can click on projects.
Projects.
You'll see only one with your name.
Got it. Okay.
Click on that, and you'll be guided to the project page. On there, you'll see the option for messages.
Messages, okay. Welcome on board. I got that one. What do I do? That says add a message.
You'll have to open. You can just open the welcome on board. Here.
Okay.
You can do
okay.
the same. Just add a reply, and you can. Just go from there.
Okay, add a file. Attach a file, right?
Yeah, attach a file,
okay.
Then give you the option to add files.
Drop or paste file. Oh, they drop or paste the file, or can I just hit add file?
You can also drop them here, or you can just click on add files to search and, you know, send them here.
Yeah, I don't know how to drop a file. All right, so now I'm going to go back to here. I got it. All right, slide one is not coming through. All right, let me see if I can do it now. Okay.
85715. And for the same precise, confirming the complete billing address.
Nope. All right. I'm going to get it.
Okay.
I just got to get forward. I'm still just getting slide two on it. So I click on slide two, and then I should be able to go to all files open. Let me see if that does it. No, I'm still getting just slide two. All right, so.
Are you unable to add multiple files? Is that what's going on?
No, what's happening is it is not letting, it's just, the, no, it's not letting me do the whole thing. So let me try Dropbox. Again, I don't know if I can get onto Dropbox from here.
You can just use Dropbox, no problem. You can just type your messages here and send me files on emails. Is that okay?
1 minute. I'm just going to try Dropbox, all right?
Okay.
All files. No. Okay, how else can I get this done now? I'm going to go to Publisher.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my file. Okay, I got the file. Again, I've made a few changes on it, but that's not important.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Dropbox.
By the way, Bill?
Yeah.
I'll be sending you two forms on Teamwork, okay? To basically, it's going to help us understand your preference, okay?
Okay, let me I'm going to change the name of this file. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to save it. Save it as a book.
I'm there to take care of you. That's the reason I took your address. So I can come and check on you as well. For sure.
Okay,
get care of yourself.
Okay, PowerPoint, book one, save. I know, Elaine. We'll get to that. I think I got the whole thing here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we save it again. This is file. Save. All right. So I got the file.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be quite big. And I just don't know how to get it down to, or even get it to you at this size.
Okay. Okay, well, let me do something. Let me tell you something, another way to send me the file, okay? I want you to go to your browser, okay?
Yeah.
I want you to open a new tab and type in vTransfer. That is in V as in W-E, then transfer.
All right,
.com.
You just want me to go to my email, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I do it where it says type here?
You can just go to your browser and type in the address bar. VTransfer.
Okay. VTransfer.com.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Capital V. I'm doing it in the search bar, right?
W-E. It's W-E transfer.
W-E.
Yeah, we.
We transfer.
Yeah.
Didn't come out. I'll be doing it again.
This website lets you send file up to 2 GB, 2 GB.
All right, WeTransfer.com free. Is that it?
Yeah, for free. Now, what you can do is you'll see an option to upload files on the left, right?
Okay, WeTransfer. We transfer some large photos. Okay, that's cool. All right. Send big files. I agree. Okay. Saving. All right. Do I have to subscribe to this?
No, no. You have to use the free version.
I did the free.
Yeah.
Let me go back. Let me go back. Maybe I didn't use the free. We transfer. .com.
Mm-hmm.
We transfer. Let me type it in again. Okay. Okay, here we go here. Home again. So it's we, TRAN, transfer.com free, right?
So just .com, WeTransfer.com, that's it. So open it.
Oh, I'm leaning on this stupid thing over here. That's what's killing me. Alright. WeTransfer.com free. Now it has WeTransfer.com. WeTransfer.com free download.
You just open WeTransfer.com. That's it. Nothing else.
WeTransfer.com, alright, got it. Okay, WeTransfer large files online.
Yeah, so what do you see?
Okay, got it. Casual senders, that's what I want. Do I sign up for it?
No, no, you don't have to sign up. You have to do anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright, email.
So, once you click on that, you should have a option to upload files on the left side. Tell me when you see it.
I'm still typing in. I'm still signing up. Okay.
You don't necessarily need to sign up for this.
All right. I'm not going to sign up. Let's see.
There's no need to sign up. Like, we have been using this for quite a while. We haven't signed up.
Okay. So I'm not going to sign up.
You can just upload the file, get the link, and send the link to me.
Okay. Add your files. Transfer.
Yes.
That's what I said over here. Come on. It says continue with Google. I guess that's what I want to do, right?
It says what?
All right, choose an account. All right. I think I have an account with them already. Okay. All right, let me see. Which field are you in? Let me see. What is that all about?
No, where did you go to from there? It's like one option for casual transfer, and then it just goes to upload file options.
I didn't have that.
That's weird.
Welcome to transfer.com, William. He says, which field are you in? I can skip that, I guess.
Yes, it should be an option to skip that.
All right. You know, I may have done this once before. That's why, because they've got me. You can always subscribe later, no hard feelings. You can always unsubscribe later, no hard feelings.
Can you tell me what's at the top?
It says WeTransfer. The address bar is WeTransfer.com.
Anything with a slash or just WeTransfer?
No, no transfer. WeTransfer.com.
Okay, I don't know why it's giving you all of this. Because
I may have transferred once before. Go to send files. All right. Send files. Okay. Your email is MandoBilly. Wait, mail too. I need your email for that, right? But no, it's not.
Yes. You
oh, select, let me first select the file.
Yeah.
I'm selecting the file first.
Yeah, you can select
let
the file. By
that.
The way, below, do you see three dots? Do you see a small circle with three dots?
No, I can only close this.
Actually, you can just you can send it to me via email. I forget about that. You can just send. You just type in my email there, and you can send it to me.
All right, mail to. Give me your email again. It's SHELDON.
Yes, hyphen.
Whoop, I spelled Sheldon wrong. We go back. SHELDON. And then it's dash.
Yeah, that's a dash. And then it's Benjamin at gnomebookwriting.
Okay, got that. That's email, but I didn't get my file yet, so I have to select the file.
Yeah, you have to upload the file.
Yeah, yeah. So it's on the... All right. It's in there. Okay, now what does it want me to help you? Your email is not a wish list. All right, fine. Got that. What is it? Email is verified wish list. If you change the email, it's simple. All right, so that's fine. The email address is you entered is incorrect. I don't see the dot com.
You can transfer the files to me and.
1 minute, I got to.
No problem, take your time.
All right, got to do it again. All right. Writing is 1P, right? Yeah. Transferring.
Perfect.
Okay, Sheldon is transferring.
Got it.
It's a slightly different version.
Okay.
But for right now, I think it's fine if you can open up in PowerPoint, and then I can always send you the different pages separately. Will be no problem. I can do it on regular email.
That's great. If I have just the images, I'll be able to recreate the entire file, maybe, you know, get it in a better formatting as well. If I am to make a new file for all of it, then I'll maintain the order that you have, so there's no problem in that, and the text will be all accordingly, okay?
Yeah, like I said, it's an older version, but it's... The only thing, those two drawings I did on the inside of the synagogue, those are not in there. All right, so now it says you're done, so you should have it then.
Perfect. It'll get to me eventually. So, Bill, you also have some errands to run, and I have to get to a meeting as well. So how about we cut this off here and we get back to, if I don't receive the file, I'll give you a call and we'll catch up as soon as I have a response. Okay?
All right.
So what
yeah,
I wanted to keep in mind, as I told you, on Teamwork, you can check. I sent you two forms. You can download them and you can send them back to me. Okay? It basically helps the team understand your requirements. And so we know how we're exactly going to edit this, okay?
Okay.
And secondly,
I think the book looks good, though.
Yeah, the book does look good, but there are a few tweaks I would say professionally we would want to make because I do see inconsistencies in patterns. So I would adjust those.
There are too many inconsistencies. It could be formatted better as far as where it's on the page and all that. I believe the type is all right. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, the two different types on top, all the others should be the same.
Mm-hmm.
If I miss something, I mean, maybe one's in bold and the others aren't. I don't know, but that part's pretty good. The book was done for an 8x11 book, I believe.
This is
in landscape.
Yes,
an 8x11 landscape. So that can be changed. I mean, I did 8x11 only because that's what the 40-page book from Printatext was.
Okay.
So that could be changed.
That's going to need to be changed because 8x11 landscape is not supported by Amazon. Print, but not landscape. So we might be able to convert this to portraits rather than having the image on the side, we can have image at the top, you know?
I'm sure it could be. As long as the same size, there are ways that it can be converted, and I can help you work on that, but you guys probably can do it faster than I can. That's fine.
Perfect. So,
it doesn't matter.
You can expect a response. So each week I'll be responding once to you, so I'll give you a draft for you to check out and see the progress and see if you want to make any changes to what we have done so far. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So, Bill, we'll keep in touch. And I'll drop you a text from my personal phone number. So if you want to reach out outside of work hours, you can reach out as well. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Everything sounds good. It's good. I think it'll be good, huh? Give me reassurance. Come on, go for it. No, no. Well, right now the book is. It's always been a very nice little book, even when it was 8x8.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna look nice. Don't worry about that. We've been doing this for quite a while.
And then maybe we'll. I don't know. You're gonna do a little bit about me. You can get that on my website, by the way.
Okay.
The website, I think, has my artist statement in and has a little bit about me. I have other versions of about me, you know. So that part's easy for you to do.
I'll look it up. I'll look it all up. Don't worry about it. Next time we're on call, I'll know more about you than you know yourself.
No, I don't think so. Also, if you want to see the other work, just Google Bill Farron artist. You know, Bill Farron, two words, comma, artist.
Okay.
And you'll just see some of my other work.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up. Next time. We'll
okay, then you'll know more about me than I know. Okay. Super, let me go and do all the work.
Perfect.
The
perfect.
Wind is picking up, the sun is gone, it's time to get out of here. Okay. Thank you.
No,
nice
well.
Talking to you, Sean.
Have a good day. Take care.
And if I'm a pain in the ass, I apologize in advance.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Children, I ran it through spell checker.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of spelling that's not English. So it's Polish or Ukraine. But all the names of the people, the names of the town, that's been all put through spell checker. So
okay.
You don't have to worry about that.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, then
the only inconsistency is sometimes if I have the Ukrainian name for a town, I might switch into the Yiddish name for the town. So that we can talk about. Sometimes it's appropriate, sometimes it's just making a mistake that way. But I pretty much just checked it several times.
Okay, perfect, perfect. If there's anything
okay.
I need help with from your end, I'll definitely let you know. Otherwise, I think...
Yeah, and my wife teaches writing and all that, and there might be something that is not understandable to a non-Jewish audience. For instance, the word for the Holy Ark is the Aaron Kodesh. So if there were terms like that that aren't making sense to you, I'll give you another example. The Yiddish name for the Lord, for the magnate, the Lord, the owner of the estate, all these estates, you'll learn a lot about Jewish history by reading my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Yiddish name is Poritz, P-O-R-T-E-Z, something like that. So if I use the word Poritz, I should have him, you know, comma, the owner of the town, you know what I mean, and then go on. So if you find things like that you don't understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then let's get back to me on it, and then I will put in what it is. I mean, I don't want this book just for the tribe. It's a nice book. But, you know, and it should be, you know, so the obvious are things that I'm not seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that you don't understand, we'll talk about, and we'll make changes, or I'll explain it to you. And either
perfect.
We'll take it out or we'll leave it in, right?
Perfect, yeah. That's what we're going to do.
It's good. So it's good that you're reading it from a foreign and non-Jewish point of view. Anyway.
Okay.
Because if it's published in Poland, right? Then it will be read by non-Jewish people in Poland. They should also understand what everything is.
Yeah, it's
gonna
be.
It's
going on Amazon. It's going everywhere.
Yes, yes. And then my friend might want to do a Polish version, but that's up to him, and we can do it the same way.
By the way, I had to ask something. You are getting this published. Let me confirm. You are Where is it? Oh, Farron. Okay, so you're getting this published on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, right?
Well, one of my choices here, and we didn't talk about that. I mean, there is Amazon.
Yeah.
And Barnes & Noble was mentioned. Hulu was mentioned.
Yeah.
Hulu.
Google Books.
Can they be published? Can they be published on both or only on one?
You basically, in your current package, you have Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So Amazon is a global brand. Barnes & Noble is a America-only brand.
Okay, but probably Amazon is better for this book.
No, you're getting publishing on both. It's not one. You're getting publishing on both.
Oh, that's fantastic. Because one global, because they're, you know, we're all over the world, from South Africa to Norway to the Jews all over. You can't keep us down. And that's good, because if it's done in Poland, then they can order the book from Poland and Amazon would ship it to Poland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing, what I'm going to do for you once we start rolling things into place, I'm going to talk to you about something called Ingram, okay? It's a special publishing platform. We have a whole list that combines into like a really widespread publish. Okay, I'll talk to you on that. But
okay,
I'm gonna talk to you once I have something to show you. I don't want to know.
Because once we have a book, then I can at least I can go to the Jewish museums all over the world and see if they're interested in the book. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, if there are 10 museums around the world that would pay for me to send a copy to each of them, and, you know, who knows?
Yeah, you never know. You might need a big name.
You never know, right?
Exactly.
That's. Did you see the movie with Tom Hanks when he's stranded on an island?
I think I have. I can't recall the name.
You would remember with Wilson. He finds a volleyball and he makes it into a character. He's alone on the island all by himself.
I think it's Castaway.
Castaway, yeah. And he's pretty desperate. And then somehow a tie brings in a, looks like an airplane part, aluminum airplane part. And he realizes he can use this to make a sail, so he can sail off the island. And at the end, when he's speaking to his friend, he says, and I believe this so much, he says, you got to keep going, because you never know what the tide will bring in.
Yep, definitely.
And I try to live by that, because you never know what the tide will bring in. And I know if I don't get off the phone, my wife will bring me a tide like with a rolling pin. Okay.
I can understand that. I can understand it. But
no, we have things to do.
Yeah,
okay. But I wanted to get this done so now you can get started somehow.
Perfect. Just, by the way, remember to send me the forms. The forms are required to get the works, started officially, okay?
Okay, so let me make sure I go into that. So I would go back into my email.
Just go to your browser and type in teamwork. You should be able to, automatically get it.
Oh, is that TEAM work? WORK, one word?
It's one word, yeah.
Teamworkonline.com?
Just type in teamwork. That's all.
I got it. All right, let me see if it does it.
You can go to teamwork.
All right, project and team management software team.
Yep.
That's what I'm doing? Project team. All right, let me do.
Let me see.
All right, let's see. Your time, work on platform, start your free trial. No, that's not it.
Wait. Actually, let me do something easy for you, okay? Let me do something easier for you. I'm going to send you a link on your email, okay?
Okay, going back to my email.
I'm sending you a link to directly to our messages. So I think this link should, you can just open the link, it should directly go to the message section. So rather than, you know, going all the way from there, you'll just directly land on the message and you can reply.
Okay, I'm not on it. It's not here yet.
It's sent from my end, so you should receive it in a bit.
Yeah, I imagine I will. And you send it to BillFarron.com, right? There we go. All right, teamwork.
If you get there.
I'm on this site. Email was sent to me. I got it now. Okay, so where do I go from here?
Did you open the link?
I opened the link. It says creative marketing updates, view and browser. And I'm thank you for subscribing.
Huh?
If you no longer wish to receive, I don't want to do that. No, I don't see a link in there.
Do you my message should just be directly go to our messages. It should be an email.
All right, we'll go back to my messages.
Oh, wait, are you on Teamwork?
No, I didn't get it. What I got was, thank you for us at Teamwork. That's not what I want, no. So I didn't get your email yet. I still have the welcome aboard, but that came in earlier.
There should be an email from me directly.
All right.
Oh, wait, you have a Yahoo account. I'm not even sure if that... Wait, we are having problems with Yahoo. Let me actually do this real quick. I'm sending you an email from my personal account. You should receive.
All right, I see Sheldon Benjamin, known Bill Farron. All right, there it is, creative. I see the link.
Okay, perfect, you see the link.
Okay.
See if you get the messages.
And I have to go to messages again, right?
I think you won't even have to do that. It should directly guide you to the message.
No, I have book cover, brief document, and writing, book editing.
Yes, you can click on the three dots on the file, and you can download the form.
Oh, there's a form for the cover?
Yeah.
All right.
Basically, it helps us understand if you want a cover remake. If you want that, you can fill out this entire form, and they'll do an entire remake for you.
All right. So I have to download it says download, so I would download just the cover.
You can, and the editing, because we'll be doing a bit of editing on your book as well.
Then I'll do it from, I'll download it from, can I paste it?
You can just send to me an email. If you have a problem sending to me from the platform, you can just send me any file from email. I'll receive it, no problem.
All right, so I'll send you the cover. You have the cover already. You got the email, right? You got my PDF. Do you actually get the book in... PowerPoint?
Mm-hmm. I don't have your book in PowerPoint. I have your book in PDF. I have the WeTransfer link. Yes, I have the WeTransfer link. I'll get the PowerPoint as well.
All right, so you have it already.
Okay.
It may not be in the beginning. It might be at the end.
Okay.
So you can check that out, but it's there. It might be the first page and the last page might be at the end.
Let me check. It's just downloading 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Extract 2. What's that got to download for now? Yeah, that. Let's go downloads. Print. Okay, we have a huge set of pictures. Yeah, I have your set of pictures now.
All right, so I don't know if slide 1 is the
the actual email.
And I have it. Yeah, I have the artwork.
Okay, so what I have to, and that's a slightly older file. So you'll see where it says interior design, interiors. That's gone, and I have two. And I'll change, you know, a few changes, but basically, that's 95% of what you need. I just have one additional page to add,
mm-hmm.
and I want to, and I have to take out the two pages that might be copyright problems,
mm-hmm.
and that's replaced with two of my own artwork. So there may be four pages that I have to send you that would make the whole thing complete.
Perfect, perfect.
And those I can send you by, I'll send you those by regular email.
Okay, send me those by regular email.
All right, so I got this book cover thing done?
Yep.
All right, so what was the other file was?
The editing.
All
this
right.
This is a general form for our own records. Okay, you can fill that out at the best of your ability. What you can't fill out, you can leave it blank.
All right, do you want me to download the book again?
You just have to download the form, and you can fill it out and send to me an email.
So it just says comments. That's all I have to do is just comments on there?
Wait. Hold on, let me see.
It says welcome on board.
Uh-huh.
Then it says type your comments here.
Wait, what? Did you... I'm lost. What do you mean? It says type your comment here.
It says no book writing, book editing services dot, right?
Yeah. You have to on the top of the screen. Do you see like a yellow label going saying enable editing?
Oh my gosh, maybe. All right, upload new version, edit files, details.
Oh, wait, you're doing this on this. Okay, I didn't realize that. I assumed you downloaded the form and then you're editing on your system. You can add comments if you want, or you can download the form and fill it out for me and then send it my way. I think.
All right, so I'll do that. Can I do that later, or I have to do it right now?
It's fine. You can do it later. You can run your errands. You can send it to me maybe tomorrow.
Because all I have on here is... I have upload new version, which I'm not doing right now. Edit file details. The three dots are...
Do you see the name of the file, Gnomebook Writing Book Editing Services?
Yeah.
Below that, do you see the option download and preview?
Yeah, I'm downloading that. All right, download. So, all right, I'll download it.
Yeah, you can fill it out when you can. You can send it to me, okay?
All right, I'm just opening up as a regular Word doc. No, it's quiet. Okay, so author name. All right, now I don't know the total book count, but I'll put in what I have, right?
Yeah.
And the book category, I guess, is education. I don't know what the category is, but that's what I'm paying you guys for to figure out the good categories, right?
We'll do that for you, no problem, Bill.
And then I'll do this. All right, I'll get this out to you.
Perfect.
Ooh, I don't know how much.
No problem.
I'll fill out what I can, and I realize a lot of it. You'll be. Who do you feel you book most? Where do you feel you? All right, where needs most work? Everything. No, that's silly. Okay.
I'm going to have to cut our conversation short because I have to rush to a
meeting. Okay, I have to rush to my errands. Ciao. Nice talking to you. All right, bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.